What's poppin', everybody? Ho! It's Cyber Monday with... We've got Mark here from Berkeley. Maz is here from St. Clair Shores, along with Joey. Jay from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. It's the Drew and Mike Podcast. And what's going on, everybody?
You know. Did you buy anything for Cyber Monday?
I did.
Did you really?
I went to the store, though. I don't know why.
Oh, you didn't buy anything online.
I didn't buy anything online.
Uh-oh. I got a bunch of my stuff in the cart yet. I haven't hit buy yet.
You looking for a deal? Did you clear your history, your browser history, and your cache?
No, why?
Oh, that's every news piece on Cyber Monday. If you clear your browsing history, they think you're a new customer. And if you leave things in your cart, then they will email you deals.
They do email you deals if you leave stuff in the cart. It always says, Tom, did you forget something in your cart?
What's in the cart?
What do I got in there? I'll read it to you. Let's see what we got.
It just always seems like a lot of work for not that much savings.
Let's see. We've got...
Although Tom's probably used to clearing his cash in his history.
Mark.
I don't know. I'm guessing, right?
That's not nice, Mark.
Aren't we all?
Mark, did you queue up Rose McGowan? That was the only thing I wanted you to do.
No, well, I figured Jay could do it. Jay, will you just Google Rose McGowan sex tape?
Oh, is Tom trying to cyber shoplift?
You can do that?
What do you mean?
Yeah. No, we're not. I'm not aware of it.
Well, I've got some Lego.
Jay can probably do it.
I got some Legos in there for my little girl.
What'd you get?
I hope she don't listen.
He's trying to push his cart through the checkout counter, forgetting the stuff.
I got the Lego amusement park.
Oh, cool. Can I come over and play with her when she gets it?
Yeah.
I mean, her Legos?
Of course.
Yeah.
Understood.
Cool.
No one's bought me what I really want from Lego yet.
What?
The Wayne Manor in the Batcave.
Yeah.
Oh,
I saw it at the Lego store, Tom.
It's amazing.
I was at Books A Million today. There's the best new Batman book.
I ordered it.
You did?
I did.
It's got the utility belt surrounds it.
Yeah, I'll show it to you right now.
There was an actual utility belt surrounding one of the books.
Oh, my God.
That didn't stay
awesome.
In the cart.
Mark.
That one had to be ordered immediately.
Let's see. Let me show it through.
Tom, when you buy the Batcave, can I come over and play with your Legos?
Yeah. It's like, what is it, like $350?
Yes, it's huge.
There's a Lego Batcave.
Yeah. It's awesome, and it's huge.
It has Wayne Manor on top.
Oh.
Then the bat pole's coming down,
right.
And then the whole bat cave down below.
Wow.
See, I still want to get the Quickie Mart from The Simpsons.
Does it have some special Legos for the computers they had down there?
Yeah, totally.
It's in there. It was just shipped today.
Okay.
Let me see it. Can I see a picture?
Just shipped my pants.
Jay, you looking up Rose McGowan? All right.
Oh, yeah. So there's another bat book I have in my cart as well.
Oh, here.
The bat fact book. Although, I basically know all the facts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see much that I didn't know in this book, although they did have some great pictures.
I know. I
of
have
all
to get
villains.
It. I got to get it just for the hell of it.
Liberace being a badass. He was, wielding an AK-47
or something. He was. That was Dirty Brother Harry.
Oh.
Wasn't Chandel?
Yeah, it was Chandel, and then his other persona was Dirty Brother Harry. He played two different guys.
Chandel's brother?
Chandel's brother was Dirty Harry. Dirty Brother Harry.
Already?
Stupid.
You know, I got to tell you... the girl that plays...
You know it, but it is.
The two hot females, Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah, Catwoman.
Did she look great Catwoman suit?
She's beautiful. She was just...
Gorgeous.
She was stunning.
And Yvonne Craig, too, is Batgirl.
More stunning.
She was hot.
She was amazing.
What a great little...
Are they a Mr. Skin?
Julie Newmar or Yvonne Craig, possibly.
Did you ever look them up?
Yvonne Craig always showed cleavage. Always showed cleavage.
Very kind of her.
She was in Star Trek, too, a couple of times.
I don't mean to be obsessive.
Wait, which one should I look up?
Yvonne Craig.
Look up Yvonne Craig first. Rose McGowan, there is, unfortunately, apparently an X-rated video of her has gotten out.
It's unfortunate.
Escaped somehow.
No nudity of Yvonne Craig. Who's the other one?
Julie Newmar.
Okay. Who got in a fight with Jim Belushi,
her
next-door neighbor. They had a big fight over property.
Oh.
Big, nasty fight.
What did Belushi do to her?
Newmar's been nude.
Oh, has she been nude?
Yeah.
See it. Oh, there's Rose.
Breast and butt. McKenna's Gold, 1969.
Well, look at Rose.
69.
Mark, she's wearing a knit cap while she's getting a BJ.
I know.
Oh, let me see Rose.
Look at Rose.
Oh, look at her go.
Oh, my. Wow.
I had to put my glasses on. Excuse me.
She is a gamer. That's really Rose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like kind of a pro to me.
You hear him? Take it.
Take it.
I was watching too much porn.
Is that what he said? Take it. Take it. Take it all.
Who do you think he's working with? What's her name? The famous Farrah Abraham?
Jenna Jameson?
Oh, there we go.
By the way, there's a story today about that. Remember those skanks that were with Harry, Prince Harry? We were talking about Prince Harry this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. She's talking about what a pin he was.
No.
He's a grower, not a shower?
Yeah, not a grower. No, she said he was okay. She just said he was a grower. But then she went on to say that he's kind of kinky.
Yeah.
A little bit wild.
Yeah. Harry's wild?
Are you surprised? He's a royal, aren't they?
Oh, no, of course. People put on a show for him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. She also went on to describe like what a great kisser he is. It's like, knock it off.
I know, he has wonderful lips.
I don't know, she's so over the top.
Look at Rose, man. This chick is way underrated. First of all, for her gamesmanship.
She is game.
And now, that is a, you know, it's not a bad body.
Oh. How old is she? She's what, probably 42?
How many years ago was this?
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Oh, it's recent. And this was, I think, stolen off her phone, right?
I don't know about that device she's wearing.
Oh, that outfit?
Yeah. Boy, she likes to give a close-up, doesn't she?
Like she's done this many times before.
Well, she is bordering on quite a little professional. I think if she went, she's got. I think she missed her calling. She could have done very well in the porn industry.
She sure could have.
Is that everything?
What was the last big movie?
You sure that was her?
Can I see the first part over again?
It's definitely. Can you just cue it up for him for after the podcast? So you can go into a washroom and take care of yourself.
Mark, you got to admit, that first part is...
No, I know.
Is really... She does a nice job.
And she's staying warm with the skull cap.
Yeah.
That's true, Joe. We could put one of ours on her.
I mean, I'm proud of her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Shut the fuck up,
oh,
asshole.
Oh, yeah.
You had to ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
That is always a bummer in porn, is the volume is just such a bad idea, having the volume up.
Just the guy should just shut up.
And when the girls are faking terribly, too. Oh, God. Come on. Knock it off.
Oh, yeah. Take it.
That's Rose McGowan.
Take it.
Rose McGowan.
Oh, you like that?
Look at Rosie.
What's the last good thing she's done on the screen?
This.
On the screen.
This is her best work. I'm not kidding. I can't name one of her movies.
Well, Scream.
But I can tell you all about this.
Scream. She was in Scream.
Yeah,
right?
She's okay. Oh, not yeah. This good, though.
She was in that.
What? Come on. You going to disagree with me?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take this.
Shut up.
Shut up.
God.
Shut the fuck up, asshole.
How dare he talk to her that way?
Ugh. And she didn't need his encouragement anyway. She was doing a great job.
No, she was taking it. Relax, dude. She's into it.
Part two kind of freaks me out. I don't know what's going on.
Why?
There. I just don't
She's
know.
Playing with herself.
I know, but
in a squatting position. It's kind of weird.
Drew's a little uncomfortable with it.
She's getting a little too professional for my taste. I thought it was this amateur who was just such a so outstanding, and now all of a sudden she's starting to take on professional like tendencies.
Okay, but you agree it's weird that she's squatting, right?
Yeah. A little, yeah. A little bit.
Like squatting new, just, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Like Jerry Seinfeld's.
That kind of is bad,
bad
nude.
Nude. Bad nude.
Bad naked.
Bad nude.
Butthole opens up. It's just weird.
So back to Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
The Rose McGowan sex tape now is in my cart.
It's free.
Did you purchase anything on Cyber Monday, Mark?
No.
How about on Small Business Saturday?
No. I haven't purchased anything in 6 months.
I was reading the business section today, and they were, and it's always this kind of like, you guys aren't doing your job. Because last year people spent an average of $299 on Black Friday, and this year we only spent $289.
So
we're $10
better sales. Better sales.
Still, I mean, I think we spend enough fucking money.
Yeah.
I don't think as a nation we're anything below, well above average in terms of blowing our cash.
My wife told me I went way overboard on Black Friday online, and then I went to pick everything up the next day when it was a little more quiet. And yesterday I was back in line taking a couple of things back.
What?
Yes. It wasn't worth
it. Who are they for?
It wasn't worth the fight.
Who are the gifts for?
It wasn't.
It was a family gift.
Oh, for your family?
Yeah, it was for me, actually.
Oh, what was it?
It was a computer.
Oh, man.
It was an all-in-one computer. We have an Apple at home that I can't use. I don't use it. I just can't get comfortable using the Mac. I can't.
But you have an iPhone.
I know.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same to me.
How expensive was it?
Do you have an
iPhone? I got it. It was, what'd we get? Out the door for like $440.
Really?
Yeah.
How powerful is that thing?
Our good friend Terry Ma at Best Buy, by the way, helped me out.
Let me guess.
She's a big fan of the show. She is. She's a huge fan.
It's a plug
job. And she's a Michigan usher at the Big House.
She must have got a big discount.
Is that so?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Terry Ma.
I know where she worked.
Best Buy?
Yeah. Best Buy Roseville.
Nice.
I'll consider that next time.
I sent you in.
Let me ask you something. Is your entire family happy using the Apple computer? You're the only one that is not happy using it?
They split it up, but most of the girls, they use the Apple. But they want to do projects,
yeah.
Right now my computer is hooked up. I have a PC at home, an HP,
mm-hmm.
and it's hooked up to the printer. The Apple's not hooked up to the printer. Even though the printer is supposed to be Wi-Fi, I don't know how to hook it up to make it work on both computers.
Does the wife like the Apple?
No, she could care less.
She care less.
She's not a techie person.
So this was really this sounds like a selfish purchase, Tom. Yeah.
It might have been a selfish purchase, but you know what? I said I'm like, for Dad, for me, don't shop. This is tell the girls to wrap this up and give this to me.
I'm just not
okay,
sure. This,
okay,
that's
fine.
What I said.
Okay,
wrap it up and give it to me.
Okay, so it's a gift for you. You're buying yourself a gift,
basically.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
the family uses it. The girls use it for homework.
But it sounds like they're using the one that you already have, Apple.
All right, maybe it was a little more skewed towards me. But nonetheless, it was not worth the argument, so I took the damn thing
okay.
back.
What else did you take back?
A couple of pair of boots that we bought the girls, that I bought the girls, and my wife thought, they don't need them. We have X. You don't need to buy Y.
Okay.
Because
would the girls have disagreed?
My wife would have loved Mark because Mark is not spending money because Mark and I, are really unemployed.
Right.
So, in reality, my wife.
She's got a paycheck.
I did.
I don't like spending money, period, though. I just don't like spending money.
I know, but you don't want to spend anything now on top of it because
especially
the situation.
Yeah.
And I'm a live guy. I'm a live now type of guy. That's the way I am.
See, you like things.
Live and let live. I think of live and let die.
You know, Drew, that's just me, man. I don't give a damn.
You like things.
I like things.
Yeah.
I'm a consumer.
I want less things.
I know you like less things.
I have experiences.
I want my girls to have – I'm the worst. If they ask for something, I get it.
You're not one of those parents that says – I want my kids to have the childhood I never had.
I had the best childhood ever. What are you kidding? I wouldn't give my child up for anything. I didn't play team sports. I played out in the street. I played out to all hours of the night. I was a good guy. Who wouldn't want my childhood? Except you guys.
Okay, just asking. Because I've heard that before. Somebody's talking about their wife.
No way.
That her parents were kind of poor, and so.
But, I want the kids to have everything. I didn't have anything. I want them to have everything.
But, Tom, do your girls
spoil the shit out of my kids?
Do they get everything they want?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. But I'm the bad guy there. My wife will make them wait. For years, she'll make them wait. Me, I can't hardly even wait till Christmas to get them something.
I kind of understand that.
That's just me. I went out and bought you that scarf last year.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are a hell of a consumer. But the damn thing is, man, is you don't ever want to throw anything away. You want someone else to take it. Maz brings in piles of stuff to work, used to, and would demand that we all take things that he had no further use for. And the reason he had no further use for is because it was garbage. Needed to go.
I brought Pfister jersey in.
Well, it was a nice jersey.
Okay.
Got a lot of use.
I brought that bobblehead in from, what's his name? Rick Monday.
That's cool.
Got a lot of
use out
of it.
Don't fool me.
Now, why did you no longer want the Rick Monday bobblehead?
I knew you wanted it. for our studio.
Something tells me your wife's saying, Tom, would you clean some of this shit out of here?
No. I have my bobbleheads that I really like, and that was one of them I had for my office.
Okay.
I decided to give that one to you because you mentioned when I had got it, you mentioned how much you liked it.
So I always
mark it down. I'm like, Drew liked that. All right.
This makes a mental consumer note.
Mental note.
Okay. So I think we've covered Cyber Monday. and Black Friday and all those things. Oh, I am curious to hear more about your Christmas, man.
They're supposed to spend the most money of the year today. Today is supposedly the day.
Spend it when you want to spend it. Nobody tells you when you have to or should spend. That's what was annoying me about the story today. It was like, you people aren't spending enough damn money. $10 behind last year, and you've only got this many days to catch up. I'm like, jeez.
I'll tell you, stores got smart this year, allowing the Black Friday prices to be, you didn't have to go into the store to get them. You got them online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I thought was great.
Well, these people.
I sat home and I just started clicking stuff. I mean, I bought probably 10 things over the weekend.
Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
When you see people, when they go nuts to get in the stores, they wait in line for 6 hours or whatever. I can't, first of all, I just can't even believe that.
I can't wait.
Are you out of your mind? You're in line at 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving or on Friday after Thanksgiving. Mark, did you see, because I know you watch some of the morning TV, mm-hmm. did you see the shot of the Nike store
in Seattle?
Yeah. This place was ravaged. It looked like a dog went after a bone or something.
Wow.
It was just boxes everywhere.
Shoes out of the boxes.
And they said, what happened? Just people came in and they just went nuts.
Animals.
Yeah, animals. People turned into fucking consumer animals. This place was a disaster. It would take days to clean that place
up. Although, I admit, Walmart had a pretty sweet deal on a TV. No.
Did they?
Well, I had a 55-inch 4K Ultra TV for $500.
Did you pick one up?
No, because I'm not going to get out there at, 4 a.m.
What make was it?
I don't know.
Does it matter anymore? I got my parents a Christmas present.
Yes, it does.
You did?
Yeah, I got them a Samsung 55.
This year?
My sister's.
Samsung's
we chipped in for it.
Oh.
Samsung is top of the line when it comes to
televisions. What did you spend on your parents, man?
I think we spent $600 on the TV.
Really? Don't they have all the shit they need?
You know, my mom's home now with the broken hip and all.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
her TV is kind of outdated.
Okay.
So we kind of stepped her up.
Okay. That's cool.
My dad.
My mom's TV is very important.
You know what channels they watch? They watch 2, 4, and 7. You know, that's what they watch.
You know, I was at my mom's place on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, Mom, you have 100 channels. There's movies. There's movies. You like movies. Forrest Gump, that's one of your favorite movies. She's like,
I just watch CNN.
It's amazing.
CNN, why don't you watch a movie once in a while?
The simplest things make them happy.
I can't follow it.
Yep, the simplest things make them happy. And we can't wrap our head around it.
No, she does watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, that's
good. That's in her wheelhouse every night. Yeah, she doesn't even know the name of the shows anymore. She's just goes, it's 2 shows, it's 7 and 7:30. And then she loves
Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank.
She'll tell anybody who does not ask that she loves Shark Tank.
I can't watch it live. I have to watch it taped.
I swear to God.
But it is cool.
If you're on my mom for 10 minutes, she'll tell you she loves Shark Tank.
It's
kind of Dustin Hoffman-esque from Rain Man.
It's Wapner.
Yep. You know what? No, I found out Shark Tank was on when I went over there, because if it's ever being rerun or whatever, she's on it. She's kind of digs Robert Herjavec or whatever.
Yeah.
Is she devastated that he's married to, what's her name, from Dancing with the Stars?
No, she thinks it's cool, but she's got dementia.
He is so handsome.
Hey.
She's hot for him.
She's not a Mark Cuban gal, huh?
She likes Mark Cuban. She likes everybody.
That's my guy.
Cubes.
He's the best.
Cubes?
Cubes is the best.
Cubes is cool. I agree. Today also was a little nuts because I woke up to the Ohio State thing.
Yeah, wow.
And first of all, so many people were just there for the football game, and Columbus was the subject, really the center of the universe on Saturday. And then all of a sudden today, this complete madness, a Somali refugee who actually attained citizenship.
Yep, legal citizen, came over in 2014, was a refugee in 2007, so it took him 7 years to get here. And what's funny, or not
So does
funny,
the seven-year tax break start now, or does it start then?
I'm not sure how that works. But what's interesting is, or the most interesting thing I've seen about this guy so far is that he was interviewed by, do you know what the Lantern is? That's Ohio State's, it's like the Michigan Daily, it's Ohio State's.
Right, the newspaper, newspaper.
Yeah, they interviewed him a few months ago.
About
being a Muslim on campus, and I think he really wanted having prayer rooms on campus, was scared about the media and the way media portrays Muslims.
Had to be a smart guy.
Oh, he's so fucking scared.
I know.
You know, I love that. He's so fucking scared. Oh my God, what are you going to do to me? And he goes and kills fucking...
Was kind of the point I was getting to. The one quote he has is, I'm a Muslim. It's not what the media portrays me to be.
Wow.
Oh, you asshole. Well, not
oh, it's worse.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your fear bullshit.
Can you imagine if he had done what he did today, if he went on Saturday?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. Do you think, like, the world of football enters that guy's equation at all?
I don't know. I think his religion probably enters his equation pretty much every second of his life.
Tom, I've been around. When I went to school, there were plenty of people on Michigan's campus that couldn't give a crap and didn't really even know. But he does know
there's a lot of people going to be there. He does know that.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of people that might not enter their – they might not actually realize that. Now, Michigan's different because the athletic campus is so far away, and the football, the Ohio Stadium's fairly close to campus. The athletic campus is butts right up to it.
Right.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be that surprised if this guy's so wrapped up in his religion that he might not know.
You know, that's something that
it doesn't matter.
We've gotten into this a little bit before. Some of these people, and I don't want to say these people, I don't mean it like that, but with some of these religions, and I'll put the Muslim religion in there, it's just so strange when you have American culture, which is for the most part. What percentage of America is Christian? 70%?
You think it's that high?
Yeah, I think it is. I actually think it's a little higher than that. The last time I read, I think it was 72, 73, something like that.
Agnostics and...
If you include agnostics and atheists,
then it... Because that's about 30% of the population. It's got to be lower than 70.
Yeah. Wait, 30% of the populace?
Atheists.
Is it that high?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, that's
I would say
really
28.
High.
Let me look it up.
What are you looking it up on?
The Google machine.
Well, let's just
whatever.
Go ahead and look it up.
The majority.
If you take Christians and you take atheists, take agnostics, whatever, that's a huge number. It's a huge number. And I'm not saying that Christians aren't into their religion. Some are extremely into their religion, some less. It's there's a huge spectrum. But when you take there's a large group of Muslims, and I'm trying to be careful about what I say here, but their religion is everything to them. Everything. And some of the things that get passed along, I don't even know if half these things are really in the Quran. This whole business about being a believer or a non-believer and how unimportant and
really,
absolutely insignificant non-believers
really
are.
They take it really to the extreme.
It's everything.
Yeah. Atheists,
not every Muslim, but...
Atheists, agnostics, and those that don't identify is 26, 30%. 4% agnostic, 3% atheist, and 23% do not identify.
Jay's graph here is Christian 70.6%.
Okay. What's your source?
What is it, Jay?
The Pew Research Center.
The Pew Research? That's a respected research center. Yeah.
Although I don't know.
What I read last time.
But it doesn't have the date on here.
That's the same one I'm looking at. Whatever. Anyway.
I'll believe you, Mom.
Anyway, my point, this guy, all he gives a shit about is are there prayer rooms on the campus? Well, you know.
For 1.5% of the
population. How about just go pray in your own? Just go pray on your own. Do you need a room?
Yeah. Is there a church?
Go pray.
Yeah.
Is there a church in every building? I mean,
no.
No.
Go pray.
There isn't.
If you want to pray, you could pray.
I mean, there's a part of me wants to say, you know what? This is America, and we don't take it quite that. It's not that big a deal. We don't look at it that way. This is different. This is new, and that's okay. This is the melting pot. But, my God, it just seems like... This guy, all he wants is prayer rooms everywhere, and then he's so concerned about his own safety, and yet he kills or tries to kill 9 fucking people today? Fuck you!
Wow.
You fucking asshole.
And a
fucking phony hypocrite ass.
A two-year cop got him. The guy that's been only on the beat for 2 years.
You see him? He's young looking. Yeah. Fired at him 3 times and hit him.
The Ohio State, he's a part of the Ohio State Police Force. Yeah. Obviously, we had a gentleman that's passed away on the Wayne State Police Force.
I can't stand these people. You know, I remember hearing from O.J. Simpson, oh, he's so scared something's going to happen to him. It's like, you know, just because you fucking kill anybody who pisses you off doesn't mean everybody else wants to kill people, you fuck.
Idiot. Had it all.
Oh, God. So, yeah, what's the status of the 9 people that were stabbed? And by the way, he hit a group with his car.
Yeah, which
got ran right into him.
What you're talking about was very reminiscent of the guy that did that in England. Remember, he ran over the, I believe he was a soldier. And then got out and started decapitated the one guy when he got out.
Jesus.
But the last I saw is that one was in critical condition, so one person. And I think it was one that he stabbed.
Well, at least it looks like people will make it. But 9 people were stabbed. I thought it was 9 people were stabbed.
I thought I saw, and once again, because this all was coming out, is that he was had this manifesto.
Fuck you and your manifesto. Fuck you.
What, do you have a machete with him?
Yeah, well, yeah. Butcher knife.
Yeah, so butcher knife.
It started as a machete, then it became a butcher knife. And serious issue, shallow thought.
Yes.
It's weird to me. Okay, so when I watch football games and you see people like Rashawn Gary, right, freshman.
Yeah.
Guy's a beast. Guy's an adult. So I'm watching the covers today on Ohio State's campus, and it's like, freshman, Ashley, blah, blah, blah. And it was so adorable because she's like, I was walking around and I didn't know if I was supposed to go to class. One of my professors told me to go home. It's like, oh, man.
Just out of high school.
These really are young people when you think about it.
We get lost when you see the football players. They're a different
breed.
That's
what that's kind of my point. Right. But it was funny watching this one girl. She's like, I didn't know if I was supposed to go back to class. It's like, class doesn't matter, honey. Just go take care of yourself. It's like, you forget how young some of them are.
That's because in sports, look, freshmen in basketball, they're playing 1 year and they're going to be pros.
The other serious issue shallow thought is apparently backwards hats are back in.
Really?
Every guy that was interviewed that I saw had a backwards hat on.
I didn't know they went out.
I think they were out for a while, backwards hats. I mean,
I haven't seen it as much.
Stafford got all that crap.
Stafford had it. You know, more the
Tebow
flat,
used to wear it that way. The flat brim in front more.
Yeah, that's more in now. Flat brim.
The other story that's getting so much attention, because we all want to know what the hell is going on here, is this Sherry Papini, who was kidnapped 22 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Or she was kidnapped for 22 days, and then all of a sudden, two, did she say Mexican women?
Hispanic.
Or
Hispanic. Out in L.A.?
It was north. I think she's from Redmond's, California. Right.
So California.
Yeah, she's from California.
Dropped off in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And she's this super mom, and when she didn't show up to pick up the kids, of course, everyone knew something had to be terribly wrong.
What's
she's
up with that?
Beautiful, too, by
the way. She's her gum-to-teeth ratio is a little high. Serious issue,
And one picture. I think I know the picture you're talking about. It's really kind of,
Oh, it needs one picture to come with a gum-to-teeth ratio being down.
Others, believe me, I don't like
that
either.
Too high.
So what do you think happened, Drew?
I don't know. You
don't
know,
trust
watching,
it, do you? We don't trust those stories right away. Happy endings you don't trust, really.
The husband has taken a lie detector, and he's passed. So I don't think the husband's got anything going on here, but I'm wondering about her. Because, if there was something askew here, the husband wouldn't necessarily have to be involved. It could just be her.
It could be her with another lover or something, right?
Could be anything. It could be her wanting attention. I don't know. She's super mom. Maybe the kids get too much fucking attention for her. I don't know.
Would she throw away her iPhone, though?
Maybe she got
with
a
all those great pictures of her that she's so proud
maybe she
of?
She got a heater. Is it a heater or a burner?
With her hair in the headphones.
By the way.
And how's she chained herself up?
Have you ever noticed some of these people who, how do I put this? People who are a little self-absorbed. Especially chicks will just have so many pictures of themselves in their phone, like nobody else. I mean, they've even got
they've
got 3-4 kids, and yet all the pictures of them on a.
Of course.
Aren't you glad about Rose McGowan's phone?
It's basically any
attractive. Rose is a player. She's a gamer. She gives.
It's almost any attractive woman.
Likes others. She's very other oriented.
Yeah, pretty people take pictures of themselves. Let's face it.
But if they take a lot of them and they save a lot of them, does that concern you a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
Self-absorption.
That's the way it works now, apparently.
Well, not all attractive people are that self-absorbed.
It's just like looking in the mirror a lot back in the old day.
I think you'd be surprised, Drew.
Have you ever been on Instagram?
There's a lot of good-looking people in the world. I don't think they all necessarily fill their phone up with pictures of themselves.
Well,
I mean, it's more of a millennial thing than anything. I mean, millennials are so into Snapchat and all that stuff. And, posting pictures. This whole idea that, oh, my God, if I don't post a picture on Snapchat, what will all my followers do?
I don't get it either.
That blows my mind. You know, after we saw that story about...
The influencers?
Yeah, the influencers. Somebody sent me a story on our email. I have to read some email today. And they were saying it was a story about how somebody did a study on those people and those little 7-second ads they were doing.
Yeah.
Extremely ineffective.
Oh, really?
The industry's going away from them. Thank you, God.
Wah, wah, wah.
What's that? The Help Find Sherry Papini Facebook page? Oh, it's been taken down. Well, yeah, she's been found, so. Yeah.
Wait,
no need for the page, I guess.
You think she's faking it?
I have a hunch.
No, I don't. I'm not saying it.
I do. I have a hunch she is.
I don't think she is at all.
That's the first thing that came to my mind was this is a fake.
I'm suspicious, don't get me wrong, and I think most people.
I'm jaded now. I am.
I think people, if they're honest, they'll admit that they have a question. And certainly,
okay,
if you saw the debate on Good Morning America today, I got the feeling that all those people were a little bit suspicious. They wanted to be just happy for now, but has she taken a lie detector?
Has she? No, because I think she's still in the hospital.
But really, is a lie detector really going to give it all to you?
No, but it helps.
If she takes one, I'll believe her a lot more. If she even takes one, I would say, well, obviously she thinks she's telling the truth.
But would you
remember
really
what George Costanza says? It's not a lie if you believe it.
Well, there's some truth to that. People have passed lie detectors. Yeah, that
I guess
have.
If you're going to leave and leave your kids behind, daycare's not a bad place to leave them at.
Knowing her husband would be there and all her friends to help out.
The only reason. Now, remember the case in California maybe 6-7 months ago where the guy and the lady was kidnapped and they came into the room and they tied him up and everyone thought that was fake. And even the police chief's like, this is fake. And then it turns out it totally was real. And they found the guy. They let him go. Do you remember that story? I think it was Fresno.
Oh.
I do. No, I
everybody thought that was fake. And so much so that they're suing the city now for coming out and saying that, yeah, these people are faking it.
How long
was first
of
all, here's the first part of the story that is just outright strange. Women do not kidnap people.
No.
They just don't. No. It's just the numbers are so infinitesimal that they're finding it very hard to believe that these two Hispanic women are the masterminds. It's got to be somebody else.
How about Ma Parker?
Ma Parker, refresh my memory.
There's one.
1966, Batman, second season, Ma Parker.
Maz, we can't use Batman for everything.
All right.
Unfortunately.
My bad.
I guess, to your point, yeah, and what was the purpose of...
Yeah, why do you take someone for 22 days? What did you do with her? Why did you get no benefit from it? What did they demand money at some point? Did they demand ransom? No.
Did she escape?
No, definitely did not escape because she was bound up when they found her, right?
Yeah.
Unless... they were going to demand ransom and the story got too hot. I don't know.
After 22 days?
I mean, it was a pretty big story before she was even found.
Oh, a huge story. No, it's a national story. Absolutely.
I mean, is it possible that they were going to ask for some kind of ransom? The story got too hot, so we have to ditch her? I don't know.
Anything's possible. But right off the bat, you know, the feeling was... there's no way these two women, something really stinks about this story. They're looking for surveillance footage of, you know, the car that dropped her off, where'd it come from?
Yeah.
You know, is it really two women? They were looking at her social media past for some reason, too. There were some rumors about this woman's social media that there was something weird in her social media past. And I don't know what they were trying to say, to be honest. I wish they would have just come out and said.
Big fan of Gone Girl?
No.
Which is a terrible movie, by the way.
I'm not sure that's what it was. Well, maybe it was. Maybe there were some strange searches on there. I don't know. But it's just a big fat question mark right now. It's just a lot of people sitting around speculating like we are. 22 days is a long time, by the way.
She'd have to be a really good actress.
That case, you know, we discussed it when we called your mom, of the woman and her boyfriend that were taken and were the serial killer in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Who raped the girl when he was 14 years old.
Yeah.
The cops showed up and he said, how long is this going to be for me in prison or whatever? And gave himself up, was in prison for 15 years, gets out at 29 and becomes this star real estate agent, starts his own agency. He's like a huge businessman and appears to be going places big time. He's wealthy. He buys this mansion. And then the next thing you know, he's kidnapping people and killing them and burying them on his property, including this couple who, by all accounts, were just this super happy two people, just met each other. I think they were engaged. And he killed the guy, and he chained up the chick and put her in this, what was it, like a storage
container.
Yeah, storage container, chained up daily. And maybe didn't see. We were talking about the 48 hours because it was so weird. The weirdest thing about it was his mother being interviewed saying, well, they were smart Alex to him. Those people were smarting off to him, and he got angry. And then she was saying that that he was nice to her.
Aww.
He fed her. He took her out. Wasn't that bad? It's like, lady.
Great guy.
He killed her fucking fiance.
He chained her up for
23 and a half hours a day.
Where did he take her? Arby's?
No, he brought her a meal. He brought her a meal out to the storage thing. But anyway.
A bunch of wax.
So, I don't know. This chick seems so perfect that, you know, the inclination is to think, oh, how could you question Sherry Papini? She's this super mom.
That's why.
Look how cute she is.
That's why you question someone, because they're so perfect. The only reason I didn't think about it is hearing that witness talk about how she was beat up and chained up when they found her on the side of the road. And that's tough to pull it off, to act that way.
Well,
that's one of the reasons they thought that kidnapping victim in Fresno, the one I was talking about, was a hoax, was because they weren't acting normal, like they expect him to act. So I don't know.
I also wonder, why would you keep someone for 3 weeks if you were just going to dump them off? It just, isn't it strange? I mean, it's a long time. I mean, this is so rare to have a kidnapped victim show up after 3 weeks, 22 days, 3 weeks and a day.
It's incredibly rare.
And she's dumped at the side of the road, 150 miles from home, waving for help. And, yeah, I remember I wrote this down today. They were checking her online activity. There was a previous marriage, I guess, some people didn't seem to know about.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means. And then just that these women, that it was so absolutely unusual for two women to have led this or had any role in it, for that matter. Anyway, yeah, what's her name? Nancy Grace was talking about doing a cell tower dump in the two places that they know she was.
Okay.
Because you know there's a cell phone. You know somebody's got a cell phone.
Wait, so the police are just sitting there around watching Nancy Grace going, oh, man, that's a great idea. We should do that, guys.
I was watching.
Did you assume they would have done that?
You know, it's funny. I was watching, I believe it was 48 Hours, and I'm not sure which story it was, but I swear to God, this story went on and on and on. And the cell phone dumped because it takes so long to do, mm-hmm. and somebody has to go through so much shit. It was like the last thing they did. And when they did it, they found something that was critical to solving the case.
Well, I think it'd be easy to find, you know, check the tower by where she was found and check the tower by where she was taken and see if any numbers match up. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you'd think it'd be one of the first things they do, and maybe they did. Did you see the Kylie Jenner? A lot of people were duped into thinking she got a Medal of Freedom when Obama was giving out all the Medals of Freedom. Somebody,
it was a hoax.
Somebody docked something up or
fake
mocked
news.
Something up. Yeah, and so
people are dumb.
People were online saying, United States is a messed up place. How does Kylie Jenner get a Medal of Freedom for the president? What is this? I don't understand. And it was a total bullshit. It was a complete farce. But that was really funny. I haven't seen it. I'd love to see it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen's house is for sale.
Oh, really? Should we call him?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Didn't we hear he was having money problems? Wasn't that the rumor?
Yeah, we've been hearing that for a while, which I don't understand that. He made $2.5 million an episode for...
Well, he admitted to us because it's from paying people off.
Right. Well, you know...
What's he getting? What do you want for
I couldn't
for
understand
it?
How much money do you suppose that was? This guy, again, for...
Millions.
What was the
millions.
Show, Two and a Half Men?
Yeah.
He was making
and then anger management.
Over $2 million an episode for 22 episodes a year. He was on the show for like 8 years. How could he possibly run out of money? But yeah, he was paying a lot of people off. I don't know how much you paid him. Is this our chance? There's Kylie Jenner.
Now this is what Maz will like about it. Do you know who that originally was for?
Who was it? Oh, Streisand.
Look at that.
Oh.
Look at Babs. Nice job. What did Babs get one for?
For being the biggest bitch?
Being a good singer?
I don't know. I guess. I suppose.
That's from last year.
Well, she fit. It's funny how Kylie Jenner fit that space perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really found the perfect picture. Her hair's almost the same color, too. But that's really funny. The people in the background clapping.
Oh, is Andre Agassi in that picture?
The Streisand picture?
Yeah.
That didn't happen. They were friends.
Never
he never banged her.
Yes, he did.
No way. He would never stoop that low.
That's what you think.
No. Couldn't happen. Should we call Sheen? We've been waiting for the excuse, the reason. Is it a good enough reason to call Sheen?
Of course. You're helping him try to sell his house.
Will we get through Tony? Tony Todd? Is that... Because Tony's going to pick up the phone.
You know what you can do when you call him? Oh, we can get him a Drew and Mike podcast T-shirt. It's the last day.
By the time people hear this, it's probably over.
Maybe not.
I'm thinking of a good reason.
Really enough.
Yeah. We need a better reason than that.
You want to help him sell his house?
Well, I mean, it's certainly news, but is it something? No, he's not going to talk about it. We need to do better for Charlie. I keep thinking, every time he comes up, is this a good enough reason to call Charlie?
Are you talking about World Series stuff?
Well, you know, I'd love to talk World Series. He just kind of flaked out there, though. He was, when they blew him off.
Yeah, the Indians.
The first ball.
He got pissed.
I can understand that.
He put a jinx on.
He was pissed. Yeah, he said they were jinxed. Okay, why don't we dial up Maris Lasis? We know that's a good idea.
You going from Charlie Sheen to Maris Lasis?
Well, Maris Lasis, her hair salon, keeps some late hours. And Maris Lasis is she's in the news. Actually, USA Today did a story on Elian.
Oh, did she?
They mentioned Donato and Maris Lasis.
Oh, really? Like a new one? Did they eulogize Castro?
No, they didn't.
Donato, the fisherman.
We were ahead of the curve on that. It's Gonzalez fondly remembers Fidel, which is kind of
fondly.
A disgusting story because
wait, fondly,
yeah. Elian talked about what a great father figure he was.
I was thinking Maris Lasis.
Did you see how much he's worth? He was worth at his death, at the time of his death.
Castro,
yeah.
No, what's his
a
celebrity
billion,
net worth?
A billion,
yeah.
A billion,
he stole it all.
Yeah, a billion.
He also liked pussy, Tom. Did you know?
I heard.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear us talking about it?
No, I didn't hear what you talking about it, but I heard.
No, he liked to smoke cigars while he was doing it, and he would also leave his military boots on.
Of course he would. They're hard to get off.
I still don't get how you can just shut the mob down like that and get away with it. All those casinos they had, they were making so much money. It was the best. It was one of their very favorite arrangements.
Remember the Godfather.
Because he's a mob with an army.
Remember Hyman Roth and Michael Corleone. They were going to go into business together. But those casinos.
Nice recall, man.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that movie was accurate.
You're damn right it was.
That also happened at the end of Boardwalk Empire, too. Remember? They went down.
I never saw Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, Tom, you'd love it.
I bet I would.
Are we calling her? Oh, there she is.
Can we get an appointment to get our hair cut with her?
Sure.
I can hear that loop of music we'd be playing.
Hi, sorry I missed you for an appointment. Please give me your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
She didn't call us back, Jay.
Hombre es Fidel.
Go!
They broke Elian's bed!
I feel like we buried the lead.
Bye-bye!
I feel like we buried the lead a little bit because, you know, everyone's posting about LaDuff.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
To our Facebook page, Drew Mike Podcast.
Well, there's always time for Charlie. Yeah, Charlie has allegedly, well, he tweeted it. He's having his last day at Fox 2 on Thursday.
Yep, tweeted and Facebooked about it.
Jay, you want to call him?
Okay. Wonder where he's going to go.
Well, he says he's not leaving the state, so he'll be around. I mean, you know, what he does, too, is he can just use this as a home base and fly anywhere to do his stories. Kind of what that's really what he was doing for Fox, right, Drew?
Well, yeah, The Americans was airing on 19 other Fox stations in 19 markets, and he was doing well in a number of those markets. He was really doing very well.
Now, he did also obviously do stories for the local market, like taking down Mike Duggan's. The land bank and exposing
He is extremely productive. Mm-hmm. He's one of these guys who, you know, some reporters you won't see him for months, and then all of a sudden they do a flurry of these investigative pieces that are run 6-7 minutes, and I mean they work on them for months, and I think it'd be so hard to keep those pieces together, and you know, where am I going with this one, and meanwhile you're working on that one, and he's not only doing pieces like that, he's doing these local pieces as they happen, and you know, go out today, shoot something, interview this guy, interview that guy, get a few men on the street, and boom, put a piece together. And they do a hell of a job, too, editing and shooting those pieces he does.
Yeah.
He's got a team. Really, it's really the three guys. He and Matt and what's the?
Bob.
Mm-hmm. You think Fox kind of told him, you know, we want to cut back a little?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I don't think they'd want
to. No, Charlie moves the needle. Yeah. That's one thing for sure. When they tease a Charlie piece, people stick around. And it's not that hard to measure. You know, Steve Wilson at Channel 7, I remember somebody over there was telling me, I think it was Bill Spencer, that when they start promoting one of his pieces, they know he's going to pull 3, 4, 5 extra shares.
You've reached
No! Okay. Charlie keeping a low profile. There's a rumor that he was... retiring from Fox 2 to do the podcast full-time, but I'm here to say that rumor is not true.
It's not.
Right. Bye bye.
I'm not aware of it yet.
Not the best that's fiscal what he has decision.
Maybe not. Not a good fiscal decision for us either. You know, Charlie's cutting into our pie.
You know what's funny is, or not funny, but kind of unfortunate. And I think we kind of predicted this when you read like the Free Press story on it, on Charlie leaving Fox 2. You know, they always put up similar stories of interest. So you're reading the story, it's related. DIV reporter Lauren Padel resigns after racist slurs.
Oh!
It's like, oh, so she's sitting here.
Still
going,
on there?
She has to
Why
show
is this brought
she
up.
Turn up again.
What do I have to do with this story?
I know, that sucks.
I mean, anytime you Google her name, too, it's going to probably pop up.
I don't know. You know, honestly, I don't know what she does from here. And
You can always, I mean, she's could always take her married name and start over in a different market, or you
yeah,
know.
But how, where'd you get all that experience?
Well,
why'd you leave?
You're right. You're right. I mean, but the public, I think the public knowing would be the bigger issue. Or you just address it and move on.
Well, you have to find somebody who is knows about it and is cool with giving you another shot.
Yeah.
And you know that's so messy. Oh, then what if people in the local market find out that you're the chick that made the racist goof in Detroit, and maybe people in that town don't like it so much, or somebody says it's bullshit. Why are we hiring someone like that? And people are just brutal, man. That's just
fire in its path, a historic downtown district. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This morning, fire investigators in the small town of
Lafayette
are still trying
this.
To get a better look at the damage and also the cause.
Our Lauren Padel is there live where dozens of people were forced from their homes. Lauren, good morning.
I don't have IFB. I don't know when we're going. Neither does Jim. I can't get this fucking in there.
We apologize for that.
That happens a lot.
Oh, boy.
There was one comment on one of the Charlie stories that basically said, "Hey, now he has time to fix Drew's house."
That's a comment on
the Free Press article on Charlie.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Like he won't be missing for long.
Maybe he's already somewhere.
That's very possible too.
I would assume so. I mean,
someone paid him more.
He had some balls in the air. I mean, you know, it seemed like every time his deal came up,
It
was something he was thinking about. And, TV was a new thing to him. He never did TV until Fox 2. And that was, when did he start over there? 2009?
Yeah, 2009, 2010.
So he's only been doing TV for 6 or 7 years.
I remember when he was doing all the video stuff for the news, when he wrote for the news. But that's nothing like the world of TV.
No. I mean, really, if you think about it, he kind of turned local news on its ear in such a short time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I give those guys at Fox 2 credit, too, for letting him be himself. Because a lot of people would have said, no, we don't do stuff like that. That's not how we work in TV. And they gave him the freedom to do it, and he ran with it. And I don't know if he got as much attention for his TV work as for his book. That book really seemed to launch him into another stratosphere.
Book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah, he ended up doing Bill Maher. I think he was written up in GQ.
I think he's good on TV.
He's great.
He's great. Yeah, he is. No, he's super.
I mean, I think that's his spot.
Well, you know, but he worked for the New York Times. He won a Pulitzer there. He's got a sterling, not to mention his podcast experience. Oh my God, he's done it all. So, yeah, he'll land somewhere. I have a feeling he's going to do something with one of these cable. Yeah. I don't want to say news necessarily, because you could throw in the A&Es and people like that.
Maybe Trump's hiring him.
He's got a show.
Trump's
hiring. I don't know about Trump.
He's going to run the FCC?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Be sweet. Today's the 28th of November. How about this day in rock?
Oh, yeah.
Maz, I don't know if there's anything in there for you today. I know you know this song, though. 1960, Elvis's Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Of course.
Became number one for the first of 3 weeks. I guess one of the... Like,
didn't he lead into that?
Well, when he started laughing. Yeah, that's the one he laughs through. He can't stop laughing while he's singing Are You Lonesome Tonight. He's so fucked up. Yeah. Did you remember that one? Was it
I just remember, a dating is a game that...
That's a different one.
Like a wino, man.
That's a different one. This one, I think he gets through the whole song, but he can't stop laughing for like half the song he's laughing. 1962, on November the 28th, the Beatles played a doubleheader, first at Liverpool's Cavern Club, then the second show at the 527 Club, which was a dance for the staff of the Lewis department stores on the roof of their store. Can you imagine that? The Beatles playing your company.
Not bad.
Christmas party or whatever. Yeah, pretty cool. 1964, I wouldn't even mention this, but I thought this was so stupid. The Shangri-La's leader of the pack was banned by the BBC.
Vroom, vroom.
You know why he was banned?
Why?
Because of the, Mez?
Vroom, vroom?
No. The death theme. Because the guy dies.
Oh, for God's
Does he drive off the road and die?
Yeah.
I guess Dead Man's Curve would have been banned, too. How stupid. But somehow it made it back on the charts without being banned. Three times it charted in 65, 72, and 76. I had no idea. 1967, on the 20th, the Beatles recorded their last fan club record, which included the Christmas song, Christmas Time Is Here Again, which is really not a song. It's just them singing the same thing over and over again. Christmas Time Is Here Again. Do we have that? You want to see if we got that, Jay?
I see your book here, Beatles 66.
Why this doesn't get airplay with all the other Christmas songs.
I don't know
songs.
Why it doesn't. I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's a song. It's like a 10-minute song. It's a bit repetitive.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, the Christmas songs, we're so desperately in need of more Christmas songs, aren't we?
You know what the number one Christmas song is right now? What do you think the number one Christmas song is? What song do you think is played more than any Christmas song out there right now?
Of all the usual suspects.
Yes, of all the
I want for Christmas is you, Mariah Carey.
No. Blue Bing Christmas.
Crosby. No.
Bing Crosby.
No. Think. Think 80s band. You got it. That's Last garbage. Christmas by Wham.
Oh, come on. Are
is
you
this
kidding?
Based on the Maz charts?
Yes, it's based on the Maz charts. It's constantly on. Constantly.
Wait, so this really is based on the Maz charts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's based There's on the no, Maz charts.
What are you, Trump? You just make stuff up and put it up with no evidence?
I thought of it yesterday. I'm like, I got to bring it up to the guys. There's no song is played more than Last Christmas.
Is there any evidence to this? Or just,
No.
Oh, okay.
Just
well, then I'll indulge you. Really?
Yeah.
That one, huh?
Yeah.
All a lie.
You don't believe me?
1970, Bob.
I don't know.
Bob Dylan released his 11th studio album called New Morning. It included If Not For You, written with George Harrison. They both released it on their respective albums at the same time. George on All Things Must Pass. It was covered by many, many, including Olivia Newton-John. Had a big hit with If Not For You.
Oh, yeah. That?
Yeah. Been covered by a lot. 74, John Lennon joins Elton John at Madison Square Garden for Thanksgiving after Elton bet him that Whatever Gets You Through the Night would hit number one. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, I think, when that made number one.
Were they at the Garden?
At the Garden, yeah. Wow. Place went. I've never heard a louder crowd in my life is when Elton John introduces John Lennon.
Can you imagine?
The crowd
that?
Has no idea he's there. Played Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which was a hit for Elton at the time. Remember his version?
Of course.
Whatever Gets You Through the Night. And I saw her standing there. Crank that fucker up. You can hear Elton on there.
Yeah. What a treat to everybody there that John Lennon gets on the stage.
Yeah, how about that? 76, on the 20th of November, the Sex Pistols made one of those legendary TV appearances on the BBC's Nationwide, where they, I forgot what they said, but there were two or three swears.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, that show fun. On HBO, Mark Vinyl, that I loved,
yeah.
They had an episode with the Sex Pistols.
They did?
Yeah, being introduced, and of course, the cops came because of the words.
Oh, because of God Save the Queen.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they came and they arrested them and
dragged
them off.
Isn't that hilarious that God Save the Queen would result in an arrest?
Isn't that something?
Unbelievable.
But it put them on the map, quote unquote.
Yeah, it did. It was all good.
That was Bobby Cannavale. He was the promotion guy. And he's like, this is going to put him on the map. You know, follow me. Don't worry.
So he liked it. Okay.
Yeah.
1987.
On the cops.
On this day.
He called the cops?
Yes, the promoter called the cops.
Now we know the real fake story behind it.
Exactly.
Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren's I've Had the Time of My Life was number one.
You know it.
From Dirty Dancing.
No one puts Baby in the
Nobody
corner.
Nobody puts Baby in the corner. Nobody.
What did you think of her?
Jennifer Grey?
Yeah.
She was great in that movie.
I liked
she
her. She got her nose job.
I liked her old nose.
I liked her old nose, too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It's like Barbra Streisand.
You guys can have her old nose.
I don't know. I'm not. I hate it when people get all that stuff done and they look perfect.
I like,
it's
the,
like,
I like
you sometimes
know, the
those
way
weird
it
features work well.
Just leave it the way it's supposed to be.
No. I liked her. 92, Whitney Houston started a 14-week run at number one with I Will Always Love You.
Bodyguard.
Yes, The Bodyguard. That soundtrack sold a gazillion copies, too.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
I have seen it, actually.
Have you?
It just happened to bump into it on cable, and I actually watched it.
Isn't that one of those movies that everybody has seen?
I saw it.
I think so.
I saw it in the theater.
Were you on a date?
You saw it in the theater?
I saw it in the theater. Ah!
Were you on a date?
What year was it?
92. Well, the song was out in 92. I don't know. The movie's probably around then.
I might have been on a date.
Ooh, well,
yeah. You didn't see much of the movie then, huh?
I took a date.
I took a date. Popcorn trick.
I took a date to Karate Kid 2.
Really?
I didn't see much of
Karate
Kid
2.
I didn't see much of Karate Kid 2.
Did anyone see Karate Kid 2 besides you?
Isn't that
a bomb?
It's when they went overseas.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Now, what about the next Karate Kid one with Matt Damon, the girl that looks like Matt Damon?
I didn't watch that
What's
one.
What's her name? What's the girl that looks like Matt Damon?
Oh, you leave her alone.
What?
I think she's
hot. The boxing
Hillary
movie?
Swank.
Yeah, Hillary Swank.
I love Hillary Swank.
Wasn't she the female Karate Kid? That was a good movie.
Yes, I did not see that.
That movie ruled. Nothing beats the original.
Now, this item in 1993 is a little weird because Steppenwolf's drummer, Jerry Edmonton, was killed in a car crash, but I never even knew who Steppenwolf's drummer was, so it seems a little weird to have.
Best thing that happened to his legacy.
Yeah, well, now we all know who Steppenwolf's drummer is for 5 seconds. 2006, Pam Anderson on November the 28th filed for divorce from...
Tommy Lee?
Kid Rock.
Oh.
After their four-month marriage.
Was that after her video?
Oh, yeah.
Way
after that. And then, you know, I'll never forget what year that was because... In 2000, we had Tommy in studio with that TiLo jerk who came in with him.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
He was part of Methods of Mayhem.
Yeah.
And when we asked about the video, which is what everyone wanted to hear about, and Tommy got all bent out of shape, and I think it was TiLo that said, "That's so 1999. I think it was so 1999. It might have been so 1998, remember but I know it was 90-something.
He wouldn't look at the TV because he thought we had the video on.
I heard that afterwards, but I didn't even...
Ugh, yeah, God. No, well, you were like, well, look at the video, and you meant their music video, but he thought you meant the Pam video.
Right. That was a... oh, man. You know, Tommy was a good guest, but something prickly always happens with him.
Yeah. He's a little on guard.
Although...
TiLo, great guest, too.
Oh, yeah, great guy. Nobody knows who you are. Shut the fuck up!
Who?
Whatever happened to TiLo?
He talked more than Tommy.
Yeah, he did. The other guy in Tommy's group.
Yeah, he brought in. He brought in. Yeah. We were supposed to be interviewing Tommy Lee, but he brought in his bandmate, which I think was actually strategic.
Take the pressure off him.
Yeah.
Except you would ask Tommy Lee a question, and TiLo would answer it, and you're kind of going,
"What'd you say? What'd you tell TiLo? Did you tell TiLo, hey, I asked Tommy that?
Oh no, I didn't want to be rude.
Okay.
Eventually, Tommy came out of his shell a little bit. 2007, the final item today, Kanye West and Evel Knievel settled their dispute on this day, November 28th, 2007. They were fighting over...
His video?
Video? Kanye's use of the name Evel, Kanye Evel.
Yeah.
In a video where I guess Kanye is attempting to jump...
I wish Evel ran him over.
Motorcycle with Pam Anderson or something? Is Pam Anderson a skank in the video, maybe?
I don't remember. I just remember that video.
But they settled. I don't know what Evel got. So there you go.
Wasn't good enough to keep him alive.
No. No, it wasn't.
I had an Evel Knievel doll when I was a kid.
Cool.
With the
bike. Still have it?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I do have a Captain Action still.
Wait, was it?
Like a G.I. Joe.
How old were you when Evel Knievel was? Yeah, you would have been just a little kid, right? Yeah, 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
I thought he was way cool when I was a kid. I thought Evel Knievel was like the coolest guy.
He was.
I'll never forget.
We all did those things with our bike. We tried to. I couldn't get off the ground, of course, but we tried. We tried to put. We made ramps in the bank parking lot.
The funny thing is, I remember him wiping out more than making jumps.
Yes.
At Caesar's Palace,
broke every bone in his body.
did he really break every bone in his body?
I bet you he did.
I never bought that.
Come on, man.
It's like 190 bones in your body.
He broke them.
You can't even put a cast on everything.
Sometimes you got to let them just heal.
But yeah, that wipeout, Caesar Palace thing. Oh, is this the pregame show, Jay?
This says doing the jump.
Can you bring up the audio?
Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away.
Listen to Frank.
Come fly with me.
Yeah, the exit ramp. I think the bike is not within his control when he hits the exit ramp. It's like he's on it, but his hands aren't on the handlebars. And it just goes, wah, wah. Here he goes.
Come on, fly with me. Let's take off.
Oh, this might not be the one.
There it is.
Yeah, he made that one.
Remember the Snake River Canyon?
Was it Caesar's Palace where he had the big wipeout? Isn't that where he was like a rag doll?
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those Caesar's Palace. Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, see ya.
Ouch. Like a doll. Look at him. Oh.
Ooh.
Did the bike run him over, too? No, the bike missed him.
Oh, my God.
What a crash.
Man, he traveled a long way on the ground.
You still don't think he broke every bone in his body?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. I can't argue with you.
I think he broke a few. Maybe even a bad break, but I don't think he broke every bone. Like, both elbows aren't broken.
But that's what they said. That was the law.
Didn't they say, though, that he had broken every bone in his body in the course of his falls, not just the
Perhaps.
One fall?
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
I don't believe that either.
Okay.
Every bone, every single one in his hand and his foot.
I know. That's what I mean. Come on. Get out of here.
In one fall.
All right. Part two coming up. We'll talk about Charlie Sheen, Anthony Michael Hall, and a few other things. We really have not talked about the Lions game or the Lions since Thursday. So,
and how about Harbaugh getting fined today?
He didn't get fined. The university got fined.
Yeah.
That's what the statement said, which I thought was interesting.
And is there a way that Michigan can still make it in to the
Yeah,
Final
apparently
Four?
There is. We should talk about that, too, and how crazy that is.
But more Cyber Monday. What's on your list?
I
got more stuff to tell you about what I bought.
What else did you buy, man?
I'll tell you in part two.
Wow, what a tease that is. Who's going to miss that? What else did Maz buy on Cyber Monday? And by the way, hopefully, this is posted before midnight. Maybe somebody will be saved by the bell and be able to make that purchase because the molds break at midnight.
Yep.
Nothing left. No shirts.
Are being broken at midnight. They're sending you new logos and whatnot because of it. They're pissed at the designer.
It's crazy. She's out of control. What can I say?
The way the contract was written.
That's how these creative people are, though. You know, one day you think she's logo chick and she's helpful. She's doing everything you want her to do. And the next day, that creative madness takes place.
You got to protect your
all kinds of demands. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe we'll settle things up and get some more stuff out there before the holidays. I hope so.
This fact alone disqualifies her.
Yeah. So we'll see you in part two.
See you.